Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
All right, let's jump into it. I wonder if you would to turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, beginning at verse number 25 and following verses. New Living Translation says, at that time, Jesus prayed this prayer. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son. And those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Hallelujah. You may go to your seats around the building. I want to come back to that 29th verse. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Take my yoke. We'll do some further explanation of that as we did on last night. In our Saturday experience, take my yoke upon you. Take it, take it, take it. I want to talk about the attitude of elevation. The attitude of elevation. There is typically the pulling and the challenge of shifting from the acceptance of mediocre, average, and not seeking to excel. One thing for you just to barely make it. It's another thing for you to knock it out of the box. The attitude of elevation. It becomes a mentality. Do you have the mentality of success or failure? Successful people carry themselves differently. There's a level of confidence. You're not going to be taken off track. You have an attitude for elevation. You come in to the job interview feeling as if you are bringing value in the room. Not just that the person on the other side of the table is doing you a favor. Attitude of elevation. Attitude of elevation. You can see it in business. You can see it in athletics. The attitude of elevation. It could be a tennis star, NFL superstar, boxing champion. The attitude of elevation. We've got some folk in this room now who have, the Lord has blessed you to walk through doors and you've learned lessons. You've dealt with challenges. It wasn't laid out for you. And many times we look at persons at the end of the journey and we don't realize the road. The sacrifice, the labor, the criticism. When others, let me go with Mary J. Blige, hateration, attitude of elevation. I'm positioning myself to be elevated by God. I want God to elevate. I want God to prepare me for that next step. I've got an attitude. Not a bad attitude, Carlotta, but a good attitude. Here I am, Lord. I'm an empty pitcher before a full and a flowing fountain. I'm ready for elevation. I'm ready for the opportunity. There's some of you now who are going into new jobs and new positions. You're ready. There are others of you praying for that next opportunity. It's an attitude of elevation. That's somewhat of the backdrop of this text. That 30th verse, and really the 29th verse, 29 and 30. Take my yoke upon you, let me teach you. Last night, Brother Hooker, I was talking about how the yoke is meant for two people. It's a restraint, not just for one, but it's a restraint meant for two. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and let me teach you. So I'm carrying now something that is already too heavy for me. When you think that you can handle life without Jesus, you already have a problem. When you think, I got this. No. We don't have anything. I get up this morning because of the grace of God. You got out of your car. A young lady was in the earlier service today. She said, Pastor, that message was for me because I was on 4th of July. My car turned over multiple times and I walked away. And I'm here. The attitude of elevation. Take my yoke upon you. And then, Butch, it's a teachable moment. I'm teaching you. Because every day with Jesus is a day that we can learn something. We learn about Jesus and we learn about ourselves. Some of the lessons we learned about ourselves, we did not necessarily want to learn them, but then it says, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. And the reason why it's light is because I'm not expecting you to carry it. I am expecting you to take it. And then we're going to partner together. I told you, come on, don't miss this now. I told you that the yoke is meant for two. I need for you to partner with Jesus. See, we have too many people who think they're solo operators. You got to work in partnership with others. I'm working in partnership with God. I'm not standing here because I'm that eloquent. I stand because of the power of God. The Lord has allowed us to preach sermons and all that. Praise God. But the scripture says, for my yoke is easy to bear. The burden I give you is light. The first thing I need to tell you, nothing is too heavy for God to lift. Somebody ought to get ready to run on that one. Nothing is too hard, Kevin, for God to lift. There's some stuff. Kevin, you handle those boxes on Saturday. Thank God. But there's nothing too heavy for God. Too heavy for us. Diagnosis, breakups, divorce, loss of job. But I'm partnering with God. When I partner with God, he can pull me out of any situation. As a matter of fact, folk are looking at you trying to figure out how you pulling that load as a single mother. How you pulling that load and you just lost your job? How you pulling that load and it seems like all... But if God be for you, how you pulling it, Malcolm, after surgery? I'm understanding that I am connected to the power of God. You don't see it. You don't see it. But I'm not standing up here right now by myself. I'm standing up here with my partner. And matter of fact, not only am I standing up here with my partner, the Bible says I'm surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And so I not only have a partner, I have a partner and a posse. Come on here. I got a part. See, when you got a partner in a posse, you ought to have an attitude of elevation. I walked in here with my partner and my posse. That's what God gives you. You looking for a posse, and you need the right posse. But I'm thanking God for the power of a living God. My attitude of elevation. I'm elevating. I'm rising. Yesterday in Harlem, New York, they were playing basketball at a gym in Harlem, New York, off season, and walked in to the gym, the king, LeBron James. LeBron James was playing ball in the hood yesterday. Scored 42. Come on, somebody. In the hood, in Harlem. Not outside of ESPN and TNT. And they didn't have Shaq and Barkley and Kenny Smith assessing his assignment. No, he was there in Harlem. Elevating. Come on, somebody. I mean, he scored 42. Outside of all of the big bright lights. Because when you got it, it's not just the trappings. Oh, you couldn't preach like that if you were in a little church. Well, you don't know where I came from. I'm gonna preach like this no matter where I am. Whether I got a cordless mic or whether I'm holding it with my hand, I'm thanking God that the power, you have to have an attitude to elevate.
I was always reading these magazines, and I read this magazine, and it told me about
a sneaker I could buy. And Lottie, the sneaker that I was going to buy, it looked real funny. I mean, it looked like a space shoe, but it was built to build up my calf muscles. And the ultimate goal of this manual was to help me to elevate. Come on, somebody. I was running through the neighborhood and folks were looking at my funny shoes. But I wear my funny shoes because I wanted to elevate. I had visions. I had visions of being able to rise in the midst of a scramble for a loose ball. I had visions of picking up the ball and rising up, whoosh. Not just on front. I was going to rise. I had an attitude of elevation. You know. It don't mean I'm necessarily going to get there, but I'm going to get there because of the power of God. Here's the other thing, is that you want to have an attitude and live a life that you'll realize this world is not your home. And eventually, I plan to elevate. Eventually, I plan to take off. And I plan to elevate. I didn't say I'm going down, but I'm going up. Up. Now I'm not ready to go tonight, but I do have an attitude for elevation. Jesus is using this as a teachable moment. He says nothing is too heavy for God. The other thing is, this is my second point. God knows when you're ready to hear his instructions. The saying is, the teacher will show up when the student is ready. See, some of us, we're not good students. And the reason why we're not good students is because we think at some point that, and see, we have one of the teachers of the year sitting on the front row, Deacon Anita Walls, and you know some of those students who come into your classroom and they're not ready to learn. It's a blessing when you get to that point of readiness. I'm open, God, to what is it you want to say to me? My attitude for elevation. Let me give you the biblical backing of that. If you look at verses 25 and 26 of Matthew chapter 11. It says here, at that time, Jesus prayed this prayer. Oh, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever and for revealing them to the childlike. So there's some of us who we think we know we have all the answers. But thank God that it says that, Sister Burden, we've got to have a childlike faith. Little child shall lead them. I thank God for children who tell their parents, I want to go to church. Praise God. Because there's a whole lot of places they could want to go. But those children, without them knowing anything, they are already having an attitude of elevation. See, we got some folk now. They breed at home and we got to work with them. We got to pray for them. DJ, we got to pray for them. Because they think they've arrived. But I'm saying to us today, there is an attitude of elevation. What is going to block you from elevating? What is going to block you from rising? I can tell you, the devil doesn't want you to rise. And the devil is going to try to mess with your mind. And you're not going to want to rise. I have an attitude of elevation. How's your family going to move forward? How are you going to move forward? It has to be that I have the word of God that is at the center. This is not some one-time fix. If you're walking with Jesus, you walk with Jesus 7 days a week. Every day with Jesus. Sweeter than the day before. No days off. Not in terms of my faith. You can't take days off. If you want an exercise program, you can't take days off. Many of you, I made this bold declaration. I've done it before, and so many of you know that this year I turned 65. And on my 65th birthday, I plan to run 26.2 miles. Amen. I'm not running from the police though. So if that's my goal, I got to work every day toward that. And I have to start seeing not just the start of the race, but I got to start seeing the finish of the race. There's a whole lot of folks who start out, but they don't plan to finish. I want to talk to people today who are planning not just to start, but I'm talking to people who want to finish, and here it is, I want to finish strong. An attitude of elevation. I'm not going to be caught in the mundane, the mediocre, but I'm going to have an attitude of elevation. When you have an attitude of elevation, you walk different. You talk different. You're not going to get me with guttural talk and guttural thinking. No, my attitude is elevated. And when Jesus saves you, he will elevate your thoughts. Now, you don't become better than anybody. You don't become better. And I don't want you looking down at other people as a religious snob. I don't want you doing that. But you do realize that once I make a decision to live for Jesus, there are some negative things I no longer can take in. I can't garbage in, garbage out. I've got the guard because I look at myself as special in a good way. You know, some folks special in another way. Oh, he's special. And you know that wasn't a compliment. But when you're special to God, you have an attitude of elevation. Somebody today is listening to me, and I want to say to you, God loves you. God wants to do great things for you. He's not going to force you. He's going to give you that opportunity. And Irvin, you got to make that opportunity to say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. I've got to present myself to God. Folk who think they're wise, think they're clever, think you got all the answers. If you think you're clever, wise, keep on living. Keep on living. Something's going to happen to you that's going to put you on your knees. Something's going to happen to you that's going to put you flat on your back, and you're going to realize the only way I'm going to get out of this thing is going to be the grace of God. I wish I had a witness in here, somebody who could testify that God has brought me from a mighty long way, and he is not through with me yet. Attitude. I've been down, but I thank God the Lord can pick me up. The Lord can turn me around. The Lord can put me on a solid foundation. my attitude, elevation. I want to have an elevation mentality. He knows when I'm ready. This is the last thing I need to tell you. The world can wear you down. And that's a reminder of how much we need Jesus. I mean, gun violence, folk breaking in houses, drugs, January 6th, lying in the White House. Come on, somebody. Trying to erase the transcripts. The world can wear you down. I mean, you just get worn down. All the energy is out of your body. And it reminds me, Chrissy, how much I need Jesus. That's why I got to come to church, and I just can't come to church every now and then. I need to talk to the Lord every day, every day, every day I'm talking, Dawn. Every day I'm having a conversation. Every day with you. Every day I'm talking, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you every hour, every minute. You don't know the challenges. I might get bent over, but I'm not. I might fall down, but I'm going to get back up again. And when I get back up again, I have an attitude. I get up. I can dust myself off. I get up. I understand that God can meet me right where I am. I get up. I realize. I'm reminded how great you are, God. But that's why I got to come to that 28th verse that says, come to me, all you who are weary. The world has made you weary. You're carrying burdens. But Jesus says, I will give you rest. That's my word for you. The world is trying to wear you down. But I got an attitude of elevation. I will lift up my hands in spite of the diagnosis. I will praise Dr. Barnes, his name. He's a wonderful God. I'm thanking you, God, that you will partner with me, that you will fight my battle. The battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord. That's the attitude of elevation. When I walk out of here, my shoulders are back, my chin is up. I'm looking to the hills from whence come my help. My help comes from the Lord. Do I have somebody? I've been down, but the Lord threw out the lifeline. Pick me up, turn me around, put my feet on a solid ground. That's right, I don't mind running. I don't mind praising. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul got to cry out, hallelujah. I have an attitude of elevation. Let me elevate. Who else wants to elevate? Elevate. I have an attitude. Elevate. Did you see my vertical? Elevate. Hallelujah. I have an attitude of elevation. You're not gonna trap me in the mundane, because God wants to elevate us.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655. or visit us on the World Wide Web, fbhp.org. And remember, there's power at the park.